Annie Dugan is the cheerful voice telling us where we can find art. And to tell you the truth, it might be easier at this time of year to find a place where there is no art, actually.
I don't know. We're starting off Monday with three big events. So I think that you still have to pace yourself in the wintertime under a lot more layers, I guess. It starts off this evening. Chris Monroe, who is one of Duluth's most beloved artists, I would say. I think that's safe to say. She does illustration, is known for, if I'm sure everybody has on their Christmas list, Monkey with a Tool Belt and all of those books. If you're familiar with those books, you're familiar with Chris Monroe. And she also does just fabulous artwork in its own right, single frame artwork that is going to be on view this evening at the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. And I love her work. You know, like I said, she can do these standalone frames, and they have a fabulous mix of, you know, this nostalgia for your youth, but it's a little bit dark and a little bit dangerous and a little bit, there's just something delightfully off about it. So anyway, her stuff I just think is, it's funny, it's touching, it's all of the things.
If I didn't know Chris Monroe's artwork and I read something like opening of the art exhibit North of Superior featuring oil pastel drawings of the Duluth area, but I didn't know Chris Monroe, I would have something very different in mind, I think, into that.
Yes, exactly. No, she gets at this sort of, my all-time favorite of hers is this comic of Garrison Keillor. She does the Violet Days comics. And when he came to town, it was the darker side of Garrison Keillor. And he was, I'm sure, smoking a cigar and had this sort of the wonderful, delightful underbelly of where you really want to be in northern Minnesota with Chris Monroe's work. And then you can head over to the Art Institute. The Duluth Art Institute is having two events tonight. It's a 1-2 punch starting off with an info session at 5 o'clock with Jamie Ratliff, Professor Ratliff, and Professor David Short at UMD. David is in the design department. Jamie's in the art history department, and they are taking a trip to Europe this summer to hit four just international. It's an alignment of the stars. Every 10 years, this happens where these four big time art exhibition shows, fairs, events happen all at the same time. And they are leading a group of students, but they're also opening it up to the community. So for those of you who love travel but also love to learn, this is an amazing opportunity to put the two together. And to go with David and Jamie would be like, it'd be a dream because they're both so incredibly smart and fun and interesting. So not only do you get to see Europe and you get to see the Venice Biennale, Documenta, all these things will twist your brain in new and exciting ways. And with the supervision of Jamie and David, it's going to be great. So they're going to talk about what that trip is tonight. So you can hit that, and then you can see music in the gallery. I love that the Duluth Art Institute is doing this. I think it's great when we combine music and art, visual arts. I think it's great when we can blur those lines. And this evening, Arna Renan, who has work in the Four North exhibition, this is an exhibition that celebrates four female artists in Duluth who have a background in Scandinavia. Arna is doing a concert this evening called Ballads for the Winter Solstice. Sort of like when we think of Christmas music, you think of that awful stuff that you hear in the store when you're shopping, that, you know, Little Drummer Boy, you know, Joy, Joy, La, La, La. I love that she's bringing these winter solstice ballads because these are like more reflective. It's more, you know, you're inside, you're looking at that windy storm, you're thinking about life and darkness.
You're not mocking like the dogs barking jingle bells now, are you?
Oh,
Annie?
I never. There's a time and place for every bit of music, and there is a time and place for that.
Okay, but just checking.
And Arna's partnering with Tobin Dack, who is an electronic music artist in town. does really interesting stuff. So I'm just so excited for this pairing and for this concert. So it'll be in front of her work. It'll be in front of the visual, the paintings that she's done, which I think is a great combination. And then tomorrow, you have a little bit of time to rest up, and tomorrow evening is the Tweevenings evening. The Tweed does a lecture, talk, discussion once a month at the Tweed, and tomorrow is Carissa White, their new curator, who's just brilliant. She has a wonderful take on Native American art. So it'll be American Indian art at the Tweed. Carissa White will walk folks through the collection and her specific take on it. So I'm really excited. That's at 6:30 tomorrow on Tuesday. And then Friday, there is a new gallery in town. Studio 3 West is a project that Drew Digby is taking on and is really excited to explore his unique take on the arts in our region. And it's the debut show is called Natural Abstractions. It's a partnership between Stacey Whaley and Elizabeth Kuth. They are both painters in town, and they are exploring the natural world, but through the abstract form. So that's a wonderful way to finish up the week. So you've got it, Lisa.
Wow.
You've got it all.
I can barely write that fast. Annie, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator and the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute, and we get the skinny on local arts from her every Monday at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.